后来我们知道亚伦的孙加增加增了。
We know the offspring of Aaron increased.
后来有好几千的祭司。
And then there were thousands of priests.
那么好几千祭司怎么来侍奉呢？
How are they going to serve when there are so many of them?
那么多的祭司在一个小小的圣殿里头，那是侍奉法呢？
So many priests and there's a small temple there. How can they serve?
我知道他们的侍奉是很有条理的。
Now we know that their service was very orderly.
说到了大卫的时候，
and when it comes to David's time,
在历代志二十四章里面，
and according to chapter 24,
我们看见说大卫就把所有的祭司分成二十四班。
And David divided the priests into 24 courses.
每一班按着时候到圣殿里来侍奉。
Every division come to the temple serve according to their assignment.
所以这个二十四班就轮流殿里头在哪里侍奉。
And so the 24 divisions they took turns serving in the house of God.
那么我们来看看那一班在哪里侍奉，也有好多人在哪里。
And there, those who serve there, there were so many of them.
那么他们怎么来侍奉呢？
And how can they serve together?
在我们主耶稣的那个时候，
In the Lord Jesus' time,
据说在圣殿里头的侍奉这样。
We are told this way they serve.
天还没有亮的时候，
Before the sunrise,
那一般值班的祭司，
the priest division that's assigned for that particular time,
他就在圣殿这个屋子里头聚在那里。
And they meet in one room in the temple.
他们那里就念酒。
And there they draw lots.
念酒说，今天你在殿里做哪一份的工？
They draw lots so that they would know the exact assignment for their service.
不说他们等到门一开就冲进来了。
It's not the one, the moment the doors open, they all charge it.
那么大家就抢着要做侍奉的事。
And they all do their different things.
那么你要看说，所有的祭司都跑圣所里要去烧香。
So everybody would like to go into the holy place and to burn in the golden incense.
因为这最高的侍奉。
Because that is highest ministry.
没有你抢我争的事情。
There is no rivalry there.
都要神灵面前饮酒。
Everybody draw their lots before God.
因为那个时候圣灵还没有降临。
Because when they serve the Holy Spirit.Spirit wasn't upon them.
他们有降临。
Holy Spirit hasn't come down upon them.
所以他们就用烟酒的法。
So they draw lots.
他们相信神会借着这个来引导。
They believe the Lord can direct their ministry by choosing their lot.
引到哪一个酒
？Whoever take that lot,
他就去做那一份的工。
And he will go for that particular service.
如果你的酒是叫他在祭坛上献祭
，If his lot is for him to offer sacrifice on the altar,
他就做献祭的工作。
He will do the work of sacrifice.
如果你酒叫他去点灯
，If his assignment is light the candle, candlelight.
他就是点灯，
he will light the candle.
如果要放陈设饼，
if the assignment is to lay the shortbread,
他就是放陈设饼，
he will lay the shortbread there.
如果他的酒是叫他烧香的话，
if his lot is for him to burn the incense,
他就去烧香，
and he will do that.
心里要看见，
so,
一切在神主宰的安排下，
they serve under the direction of God.
都在那里配合着来侍奉神，
they serve accordingly.
我们看新约的时候，
When it comes to New Testament,
你知道在路加第章里头，
and look one,
有一个老祭司，
there's an old prophet,
撒加利亚，
Zechariah,
他也按照他的班次到圣殿里头来睡，
and he went into the temple according to his assignment.
他已经年老了，
and he was aged,
差不多要退休了，
almost to the point, almost retired.
但是那一天念酒的时候，
but when he took that lot,
他就念到殿去烧香去，
and his lot was for him to burn the
你知道按照当时的规矩
according to the rule
祭司
priest
在圣殿里头在金香台前烧香
to burn incense in before the golden altar
这一个是祭司的工作中最高的工作
that is the highest most privileged service you can render
还生啊是可以过一次
You can only do that once in a lifetime.
有许多的祭司一生啊，这个酒都没抽到。
Many many priests, that lot never come to them.
撒加利亚已经侍奉神多年。
Zechariah served God for years.
但是还没有机会到这个你去烧香。
He never had a chance to burn that incense on the golden altar.
但是那一天，上帝恩典到他。
But on that day, grace came upon him.
当他到殿里去烧香的时候
，When he entered into the temple to burn the incense,
在整个圣所的本身。 没有其他的人。
Within that holy place, there was no one else.
所有的人都在园子里面。
Everyone else all behind the other, on the outer veil.
他们在哪里祷告？
They are praying there.
自由撒加利亚代表全国进到圣所来神面前投下。
And only Zechariah represented the whole nation. He was burning incense before God.
他在那里为全国来祷告。
He prayed for the whole nation.
祷告全国的祷告。
He prayed for the whole nation.
我们都知道这个故事。
We know the story.
神怎么来天使长对他说话。
How the archangel appeared to him.
但是这个不是我们的题目之内。
That is not our theme for this morning.
如果是给我们看见。
But we can see one thing.
祭司的侍奉乃配搭的侍奉。
Priest ministry is a coordinate ministry.
那我们就是祭司了。
We are all priests.
我们祭司的侍奉也是应当配搭。
Our priestly ministry must also be coordinated.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
今天我们不是照着人的正式来侍奉。
Today we did not serve according to the order of Aaron.
我们今天是照着墨基洗德的正式来侍奉。
Today we serve under the order of Melchizedek.
我们是听说神无穷圣的大能来侍奉。
We serve with the fullness of God's life.
谁是我们的大祭司呢？
Who is our high priest?
我们的主耶稣是我们的大祭司。
Our Lord Jesus is our high priest.
我们众祭司。
We are the priesthood.
我们都在大祭司会之下来侍奉神。
We serve under the direction of high priest.
今天圣灵就代表我们的大祭司。
Today the Holy Spirit represents the high priest.
我们每个人的里面在那里好像耶稣一样。
He inside of us is drawing love for us.
他在那里引导我们。
He is there leading us.
叫我们能配搭起来来侍奉。
So that we can serve together coordinately.
在圣经里面。
In the Bible.
没有单独的祭司。
There is no individual personal priesthood ministry.
祭司的侍奉都是配搭的。
The Levitical ministry.
我们知道立位乃是祭神办理人的事情。
We know Levitical ministry is managing men's affair for God.
这里我们看见他们要在那里管理会幕和会幕的器具。
They are managing the tabernacle and furnishing the in the tabernacle.
立位记是给我们看见祭司之分。
Leviticus.We see priesthood ministry.
民数记是给我们看见立位的事分。
The book of Numbers, we see the Levitical ministry.
所以你打开民数记的时候
，So when we open up the book of Leviticus,
你就看见
book of Numbers,
你就看见那一些立位支派分三个家。
And you see the Levites, Leviticus, they divide into three families.
有过河，有顺和米利拉。
And it is the Kohath, Dishon, and Merari.
那么这三家也有许多的子孙。
Oh, these three tribes' families all have many of their offspring.
每一家都分配指定专业的工作。
And every family have their assigned responsibilities.
不能随随便便的。
It can be careless.
不能抢过来做。
They cannot the other person's work.
也不能说这个工作太小我不做。
And you cannot complain that this task is too small.
因为圣殿里面那些器具。
Because all the furnishings in the tabernacle.
有的很重很重的。
Some of them are very heavy.
有的是比较轻一点。
And some are quite light.
你不能说我要捡捡些那个重的让别人去。
I can say I'll carry the light one, leave the heavy one to others.
这个都是照着神所安排的。
Because this all arranged by God.
如果我们看这个历代志二十三章的话
if you look into 2nd Chronicles 23
我们知道那个时候立位的支派侍奉的人很多很多
we noticed that many Levites were serving together
那里告诉我们说
there we are told
立位人从三十岁以外被数点
those who above the age of 30 when they were counted
他们给男丁的数目
shut the male among them
共有三万八千
There were 38,000
其中二万四千人管理花店的事
24,000 they were ministering in the house of God
有六千人做官长和事师
And 1,000 there were officers and judges
有四千人做看门的
And 4,000 were the gatekeepers
又有四千人用大卫所做的乐器 颂赞耶和华。
And Saul was using the new hymns of David playing music in the temple.
大卫将为人各顺古河和米利拉的子孙分成班次。
And David divided the offspring of Gershonite and Kohathite Merarite into their separate divisions.
所以我们在这里看见，连利未的神也是在里面，也是配搭。
We see the service of Levites it was also coordinated service.
如果今天有一个利未之神。
Now here we have an offspring of Levite.
他把这个帐幕他去了。
He carried the tent.
但是呢，没有人在那里管这个营座。
If they want to take care of the fishing,
营座。
The
这个 silver base.
The silver silver base.
那么如果你把帐门支起来的时候
if you want to erect the tabernacle
你就看见没有那些的这个银座在那
you notice that the silver base will be missing
你把帐如果支起来没有本的话
and when you erect the tabernacle if there are no boards
没有办法支持它
and there's no support
所以通通要配合起来
everything has to be coordinated
你如果读民数记的话很有意思的
if you read the book of Numbers everything is very meaningful
到以色列人要旅行的时候
so they are going toCamp and journey on.
祭司是要进到圣所里面。
And the priest will enter into the tabernacle.
把那些的东西都取起来。
And they cover all the furnishings.
然后利未人就来抬了。
And then the Levites will come and carry those furnishings.
有的就放在那个车子的上面。
And some put on the cart.
那么就拖着走。
And they pull by oxen.
到那里他们又要支搭起来。
And when they arrive at the place, they re-erected the tabernacle.
他们都是受过训练的。
They were all well trained.
他们都配搭着的
they were all well coordinated
没有一点乱的
there's no confusion
所以你看以色列人三天他又把帐幕撤下来了
and so in 3 days they break camp
又把它建立起来了
and then erect it again
如果他们没有经过训练的话
if they had no training before
那不知道要乱到什么程度
we know they will face tremendous confusion
那祭司也不能侍奉
and then priests cannot serve
以色列人也不能敬拜神
and the Israelites cannot work
所以就是立志派的里面他们自身也是配合的
and so within the Levites their service was also well coordinated
我们不要说我们是默默服务的事情呢、
we cannot do things carelessly
因为我们碰的是那些的事物、
oh, because what we type is ordinary things
所以个人照着个人的意思去做
so we do it according to your will
那么你跑进来说这个椅子应当往排的
and so when you come in you say all the chairs have to face east
那个人说这个椅子应当往西的
and then another brother said no all the chairs should face east
又有人说那椅子应当往北的
and another brother said no all the chairs face north
那么个人个人的意思
and so you set your chair in your direction
这样的话那么正是
And we all face different directions.
你看，就是事物的性也是有层次。
So it comes to ordinary practical things, there is also coordination.
当然，立位的人，他们是在祭司的这个指挥之下。
And of course, the Levite is under the direction of the priest.
在属灵的方面来说
，And spiritually speaking,
人事物的事情乃是在属灵的事情的底下。
And our practical ministry should be under the spiritual ministry.
这样我们就不至于有乱发生。
And therefore, you avoid confusion.
我们再来看一件事。
Let's look at another aspect.
我们知道祭司的事情和立位的事情都与圣殿发生关系。
The priestly ministry and the Levitical ministry are all vitally linked. Connected with the temple.
祭司的事情可以说完全在圣殿里面。
We can say this priestly ministry is strictly within the temple.
立位的事情有的在殿里，有的在殿外。
But Levitical ministry, some of their ministries are in the temple, some are outside the temple.
因为要献祭。能在圣殿里头献祭
because to sacrifice you must sacrifice inside the temple
但是利未的人他也做官长和士师
because Levites they were also judges and officers
所以你看见说他们是一不信做事
and because they serve, they serve the people
所以他们有的利未人是在殿里头有的利未人殿外是
and so some Levites serve in the temple some Levites serve outside the temple
但是都是与殿有关系
but they are all linked with the temple.
四分不能脱一点。
First cannot be unrelated to the temple.
如果脱离了殿，这个四分就出毛病。
Once you separate from the temple, we have problems.
你知道四书记里头有这样件事。
You know, in the book of Judges, we have one incident.
你看四书记十七章十八章。
If you look at Judges 17, verse 18,
有一个利未人。
There was a Levite.
他是在伯利恒犹大伯利恒的利未人。
And he was from the Bethlehem.
你知道他的名字什么呢？
You know what his name?
他的名字是约书亚。
And his name is called Jonathan.
Jonathan.约拿丹、他这个人是谁呢？
Now, who was this person?
他是摩西的孙子。
He was the grandson of Moses.
可这个利未人，
But this Levi,
他出去要为自己寻找一个安逸之所。
But he was going out to seek a resting place for himself.
这个利未人
This Levi,
他住在伯利恒。
He lived in Bethlehem.
他应到耶路撒冷圣殿来侍奉。
He ought to go to Jerusalem there to serve God.
给我们如果仔细读圣经的话
，If we read scripture carefully,
你知道摩西呀，他也献祭。
Moses also offered sacrifice.
但是等到亚伦和他的子孙祭司在建立之后
，When Aaron and his sons were established as priesthood,
摩西就不献祭了。
And from then on, Moses did not offer sacrifice.
所以他的子孙呢
，So Moses' offspring
不是祭司
，They will not be.
他们是立位
，They were Levites.
他们在圣殿里头管理事情
，They manage things in the temple.
你如果看那个历代志上二十六章二十四节的话
，If you look into Second Chronicles 26:24,
你要看见说不顺利的这个儿子
，Or you see the son of Gershon?
那是摩西的儿子。
The son Gershon is the son of Moses. What's the son of Moses?
他的儿子啊，做什么呢？管理事务。
His son meant the treasury.
所以他们是做利未的工作。
And so they do the Levitical work.
但是这里有一个利未人。
But here was one Levite.
他是摩西孙子。
He was Moses' grandson.
他要为自己寻找他安息的地方。
He was seeking a resting place for himself.
他要为自己寻找工作。
He was seeking work for himself.
结果他就跑到以法利的地方。
And so he went different.
碰到一个人叫弥迦。
And he met a man called Micah.
这个弥迦他为了自己家里做了俩神
and so this Micah he put up some God's idols in his house
他看见这个利未人来了
and so when he saw this Levi came to town
他就封他为家里的这个神的祭司
and he installed him as the priest for his own household
所以你看见摩西孙子就在弥迦家里做起祭司来
and so the son of Moses now he is now a priest in the household of Micah
他在那里做了家的祭司
he became a family priest
祭司没有家的祭司的
There's no such thing as family priest.
祭司乃全国的祭司。
Priest for the whole nation.
但是到了一个家的祭司。
And now he's a private family priest.
后来单的支派。
In the travel camp.
他们也为是在那里寻找地方。
And they look for a place for themselves.
跑到那个地方。
When they found a place.
看见有一个祭司家里。
They saw a priest there.
又有这些的偶像在那。
All the idols there.
所以他们怎样？
You know what they do?
他们对这个约拿丹这个又。Jonathan, Jonathan 说
So they told Jonathan
他说你愿意做一个家的祭司呢还愿意做一个自派的祭司
He asked, do you want to be a priest for one family or you want to be a priest for one tribe
我说那当然这自派的祭司大得多了
Of course, to be a priest of one tribe is good
所以他欢欢喜喜拿了这抽了这些偶像就去做个自派的祭司
And so he sold the idols and he became the tribal priest
圣经这么说呢
What the scripture say
神的掌握在示罗有多少的石
And he God said the God's hand was in Shiloh for many days
弥迦那偶像啊在但的那里也有多少人
the idol in Micah also for so many days
弥迦做的偶像
the idol that he made
现在在但那里了
now it's not in the top of Dan
也是有多少人
also for so many days
换一句话说
another word
我们看见在敬拜和侍奉神的事情上做事情
we see we create problem now in this mount of worship and service
以色列中间有了两个敬拜两个侍奉
and now in the nation Israel they have two worships and two services
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters,
这就是给我们看见
So we see
我们的事情不能与殿头的关系
Our service cannot be unrelated to the temple of God
感谢赞美神
Praise God
我们不但是祭司又是立位
We are not just priests but we are also Levites
我们不但是立位和祭司
We are not only Levites, priests and Levites
我们也是神殿
We are also the house of God
弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters
我们就是神的殿
We are the temple of God
顺义要看说
So we have to say,
我们所有的侍奉都在神的殿中。
So all our services are all within the temple of God.
如果我们在神的家之外
we serve apart from God's house.
在神的教会之外
apart from the church of God.
另外寻找
seek another service.
为自己来寻找侍奉
seek a service for yourself.
我们会做一家的祭司
We may become a priest for a family.
但是我们是可以做一个支派的祭司
We may even become a priest for a tribe.
但是这一个都是分离神的事情
But this ministry all divides in nature.
乃是神所憎恶的事
It's God what hates.
亲爱的弟兄们
and sisters,
今天我们在哪里侍奉
Here we are serving God.
究竟我是家的祭司呢
Are we a priest of a family?
我们是一个支派的祭司呢
Are we priests for a tribe?
我们也是全国殿的祭司
But we are priests for the entire nation.
许多今天侍奉神的人
Many those who serve God today.
虽然没有这个名称
Even though they do not have this label
但是我们所做的事是这样
But in the work we do They are that way
我们侍奉的范围就是一个家
Because our scale of our ministry is just a family
我们所建立的是我们爱一个家
What we establish, what you build is that one small family.
有的人也是大一点，是设立一个支派。
And some people are bigger, set up a tribe.
但是就是建立这个支派。
Even though establish that tribe.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters,
在侍奉神事情上，我们不能单敌。
In the service of God, we cannot be exclusive.
我们不能单独。
We cannot be impersonal, individual.
我们是神全教会。
Our service is to serve the entire church.
我们在哪里建造基督的身体。
We serve our service is for the building of the body of Christ.
但是很可惜的事情。
But sadly,
今天许多的人都在哪里建立自己的国度。
But many God's servants are there build up their own kingdom.
不是在那里建立神的教会。
They are not there building up God's church.
这就是事实所说的。
This is what we find in the book of Genesis.
那个时候人没王。
Because there was no king.
个人随做自己的意思做。
And everybody do that which is pleasing in their heart.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters,
我们有没有王呢
Do we have a king?
基督是我们的王。
Christ is our king.
我们如果在元首基督的底下
If we are truly under him,
我们就不会凭着自己的意思在哪里侍奉。
And will not be able to serve according to our own will.
我们是殿里头侍奉。
We must serve in the temple.
我们神的教会中间侍奉。
We must serve in the church.
我们是侍奉全
We serve all God's people.
不是在那里，光是一个家，一个支派。
It's not just one family or one tribe.
我们看到新约的时候
，When it comes to New Testament,
这个是更清楚。
We can see even more clearly.
我们知道在新约里面
，We know in the New Testament,
我们又是祭司，又是立位。
We are priests, we are Levites.
我们又是神殿
，And we are God's temple.
所以我们一同这里侍奉神。
And so we're here together serving God.
你看使徒行传的时候
If you look into the book of Acts,
你看使徒行传的身都是配搭侍奉
The ministry service we find in the book of Acts are coordinated service
在圣灵还没有降临前
Before the coming of Holy Spirit
我们知道那一般信徒的人就是单单独独的基督徒
God's people they were all individuals
但是到无形间的那一天
But on the day of Pentecost,
圣灵降下了
when the Holy Spirit came down,
120个人
this 120,
一个灵里面进门一个身体
and they were baptized by one Spirit.
他们现在也是一个身上120个肢体
Now they are members, they are 120 members of that one body.
像所有的人都在来称赞神大能
Even though they were all praising the mighty power of God,
但是他们的见证是一个
but their testimony is one.
我们看见彼得站着
When Peter stood up
这个石头与他一同
And 11 stood up with him
彼得说出口
Peter was the mouthpiece.
但是十一根石头与他同站。
But the 11 stood together with him.
这是啥？
That is called nation.
就是说你在那里讲，就是代表我们讲。
That means when you're speaking there, you speak for all of us.
我们同心合意，这里传扬我们的主。
We are one heart.Proclaiming the gospel of the Lord Jesus.
当时我们看见耶路撒冷教会的里面
，and we looked into the church in Jerusalem.
人非常的多
，and there were so many people.
所以在这个供应寡妇的事情上
，so in the care for the widow.
出了一个问题
，there was a problem.
如果知道那个背景的话
，now you know the background of that.
那个时候在耶路撒冷
at that time in Jerusalem.
也是受祭的日子
，because it's the time of feast.
所以犹太人从各地都到耶路撒冷。
Jews from all places congregated in Jerusalem.
所以那里得救了三千人。
And therefore 3,000 were saved.
这些人从各国派的。
And all these Jewish people came from all places.
后来又天天加增。
And God added to them daily.
是那个时候有很多很多的人。
And so at that time there were many many people.
虽然都是犹太人。
They were all Jews.
但是犹太人也有两种。
But there are two different kinds of Jews.
一种是希伯来的犹太人。
One is the Hebrew Jew.
一种是希利尼的犹太人。
One who is Hellenistic Jew.
希伯来的犹太人就是在那个巴勒斯坦的。
Hellenistic. Hebrew Jews they reside in the area of Palestine.
那个希利的犹太人就生分散世界各处。
And the Hellenistic Jews they are those who scatter abroad.
所以他们受的文化的熏陶不同。
And so the cultural background are not quite the same.
那在当初教会中间就有这两种的不同的人。
And so in early church you have these two different types of people.
但是那时候十二个使徒
at time the 12 apostles
都是希伯来的犹太人。
They are all Hebrew Jews.
他们什么都管。
They took out everything.
他们又讲道又挂古诗。
And they preach and also they serve people.
就是这十个人是被圣灵充满。
And those 12 were full of the Spirit.
但是也不能应付这个局面。
But they cannot meet the demand.
所以帝国在供应希利犹太人信徒的那个寡妇上面就活跃了。
And because